and I thank him for the valleys, and I thank him for all the storms he's brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that he could solve him. I'd never know what faith in God could do.
Thank you so much for that, ladies. All right, at this time, we have Mr. Caleb Lateau, who's going to come and play for us on the piano. And he's going to be playing the song, Be Thou My Vision. An awesome song, obviously, where most of us are familiar with. But the words of this are just amazingly beautiful and very gripping to us. Are we actually allowing the Lord to be our vision? So think about that as Caleb plays Be Thou My Vision at this time.
Amen. Great job, Caleb. It's always scary when you're up front. It's you feel all those people watching you and everything else, but it's a beautiful job, Caleb. And that happens to be his grandfather, Brother Rick's favorite hymn, Be Thou My Vision. We now have a group that's expanded a little bit in its size, and I'm glad that it did. I'd like to invite they've titled themselves the Korean Group. And they're going to sing in Korean and in American at the cross. Praise God. So come on up, you guys.
We as Koreans have privilege to be here this evening to praise God. And we are so thankful that we can worship and serve the living God with you in this good church that God loves so much. Thinking of the Lord and the cross, we will praising a song at the cross. For the first two stanzas in Korean, and the last in English.
So much for that. That was beautiful. All right. At this time, we're going to have Miss Carla come with her two little singers as well, and they're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. All right.
The words of Jesus say, "Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come into me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." This is Miss Kyrie Moore, and this is my granddaughter, Adeline Legg.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes,
Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves Addie.
Yes, Jesus loves Kyrie.
Yes, Jesus loves Granny. The Bible tells me so.
Okay.
Amen. Love those modifications to the song. That is awesome. It's been a great night of praise and worship already, and we have more to come. Now I'd like to invite Hannah to come up and play her cello. She's playing the arrangement called Swan with the accompaniment of her mother.
I don't know about you, but I was thinking that maybe next Easter, I would have Hannah come over to wherever we're having lunch. We'll have lunch, and then she'll play for us as we fall asleep. Because that was beautiful. I love the cello. My wife and I had a cello at our wedding, and it's one of my favorite instruments, and it was beautifully done, Hannah. All right, at this time, we're going to have Alex and Margaret come, and they're going to sing for us a song in Russian. So we're very excited about this.
We want to sing a song in Russian.
It's words are from Psalm 51. David's prayer to God, please wash me many times and I will be white as snow.
It's exciting just to hear people worship in their native language and know that all over the world, Christians are celebrating Easter and worshiping God today. It's a wonderful thing. Annette Weaver is going to come and sing for us next. Annette is singing Remember Me.
was just a criminal, just a common thief, hanging there by Jesus on the cross at Calvary. He knew his life was over, so with one last desperate plea, he looked into the eyes of the man from Galilee. He said, "Lord, remember me. I'm just a sinner, just a lowly common thief. But when you come into your kingdom and you take your place as king, oh, remember." Later on that very day, they laid Jesus in the grave. We all know the story. There he did not stay. I would have liked to have seen the look on the devil's face that day when Jesus crashed the gates of hell and he heard our Savior say, he said, "Hey, remember me. Bet you never see my face again. But I have the death. Take a good look. But I'll be back.
Thank you, Annette. Okay, we're going to now have Miss Rebecca McCourt come and play on the piano for us. "Here is Love." The words of the song are very beautiful, talking about "Here is love, as wide as an ocean." You know, the love of Jesus Christ, we can never fully know. But each of us, know while we're here on earth, when we get to heaven, we get to see our Lord. We get to know him to in the deepest sense. But while we're here on earth, let us try to find more and more of his love every single day. So here is love.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that, Rebecca. It's beautiful. There's a hymn that we're probably, who knows the hymn? Praise Him, Praise Him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. The Dunns are going to come and play that for us now as an instrumental. The whole Dunn family.
Thank you very much. And following that, we're going to have the part of the Dunn family stay for this. And Conrad is going to come and sing for us, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus.
Boundless, free, rolling out. as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to my glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus spread his praise from shore to shore. How he loveth, ever loveth, changeth never, nevermore. How he watches o'er his loved ones die to call them all his own. How for them he intercedeth, watcheth o'er them from the throne. Underneath me, all around me is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to my glorious rest above. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for that, Conrad. Jenny, thanks for accompanying there. How many of you are looking forward to that day when you'll fly away? Amen. We have a brother and sister who are going to come and play I'll Fly Away right now for us. Come on up. The Dretzkas. Almost sounds like a singing group, the Dretzkas. All right. Guitar and violin.
Thank you, Dreskis, for that. All right, Rebecca Lynch and Kelly Smart are going to come and sing How Great Thou Art for us.
God is truly. Brother Steve Scott's going to come and sing for us now. He's going to come and sing He's Alive.
It's always neat to see all these young people that sing. I really think it's neat when you have a church that encourages that, because when I grew up, you know, we had the regular singers, but they didn't encourage young people to sing. And it takes a lot of courage to come up here and sing, but it takes a lot more when you're young, and I really, really appreciate the kids all singing.
Gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, and half in fear the day. Find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. A gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. Stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. Found the stone in the empty tomb just the way that Mary'd said. The winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. An hour where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, but just what I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him. Then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. Forgiven, heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and you're forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and we're forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Oh yes, he's alive.
Thank you, brother. Brother Steve. Aren't you glad he's alive? Amen. Amen. We have one more special to close out the night. It's a trio by Pastor Caleb and Laura and Emma. I think Emma is there for moral support more than anything, but they're going to be the final song. Jenny's going to accompany them.
Solo. We're just her backup singers. We're going to sing the song, The Power of the Cross.
Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten then, nailed to a cross of wood. This the power
so much, you guys. It's been a good day, hasn't it? Praise God. We have a lot to celebrate and a lot to thank God for, and tonight was just a good example of doing that together, but also of giving young people a chance to become part of the music program and worship the Lord with their talents. Let's everybody stand. We'll have a word of prayer. We'll be dismissed. By the way, after the service tonight, if you're 16 years or older, you're invited, if you want to go over to the gym and play some volleyball. So anybody that's interested in that, 16 or older, There's no upper age limit, but you got to be at least 16. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you so much for giving us so much to be thankful for. God, we just give you the glory and the praise now, and just pray you would help us, dear Lord, to live our lives victoriously. Let us represent your Son before a lost and dying world, dear God, with joy and enthusiasm, dear God. Let us look for opportunities, I pray, to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, Lord, that they might be saved. We give you the glory and the praise now, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Good night. Thank you so much.